My name is Lily Farhang. I'm moderating the session called Health Impact Assessment Leaders Creating Sustainable Change. So this was an invited panel that CHPPD is hosting, which is really great. All of the folks that you're going to hear from today have worked on HIAs either directly or have provided TA and training to HIA practitioners or have funded HIAs or have institutionalized HIAs. So it's kind of an exciting panel because it's a mix of HIA folks as opposed to just kind of practitioner after practitioner. So I'm excited that everyone will learn kind of from different perspectives. So because I think I kind of promised to just set the tone a little bit for our full panel and just provide a little bit of information on what HIA is so that these guys wouldn't have to go through that in their presentations. And since I know that APHA provides a learning opportunity, just for people to get familiar with what health impact assessment is. And so there is a formal definition of what health impact assessment is. I want to just distinguish it from its cousins within public health, community health needs assessments or public health assessments. Health impact assessment is distinct from these other tools in that it's always looking at the impacts of a proposed policy or program or plan on health impacts and on health inequities. So it's really more akin to a policy analysis tool. It's just that it has a guiding set of values and principles that most practitioners try to abide by, and it has enshrined in it, which I think is one of its really laudable qualities, it has kind of requirements for stakeholder engagement throughout the process. So I think that's what makes HIA different from traditional policy analysis tools, but then also different from public health assessment or community health needs assessment processes. And I think just to establish the purpose of the HIA process, an HIA culminates in a report and in a series of communications where you're judging effects, you're judging impacts, you're judging inequities, you're providing recommendations, and you're trying to make health impacts more explicit. But then through the process of conducting an HIA, I think most of the folks on this panel believe very strongly that it should be a process to empower communities that are impacted by public policymaking. And so the goal of doing the HIA process is to recognize the lived experience of community members, to build relationships and collaborations across agencies and organizations, to improve the evidence base that might get looked at under a particular policy analysis, and then ultimately to really improve transparency and decision making, i.e. to be articulate about what the downstream health impacts of an upstream policy might actually be. There is a set of formal steps in the HIA process. One thing I should have just highlighted is that this definition of what HIA is, which I didn't read but broke down to you, comes from the National Research Council, from the National Academies. They actually issued a book last year that essentially articulates what HIA is. Each HIA ideally goes through these six steps of screening, scoping, assessment, recommendations, reporting, and monitoring. I'm not going to get into these. You will sort of hear references to these terms in presentations from our speakers. And I just want to show, this map kind of highlights where HIAs are happening across the United States. I would say the first one took place in 1999 in California. It was on a living wage ordinance in San Francisco. And they have really exploded and taken off. And I want to, recognize that there have been a number of amazing practitioners around the country. The funders have really stepped up and been supportive of HIAs. And I think different kinds of organizations are experimenting with the tool in a really exciting way. And you'll hear about that today. So, what you're going to hear from our speakers, they're going to talk about how they've used HIA to take action on a wide range of social determinants. And how they've used HIA to really shift policy and organizational practices within either their own organization or in organizations that they're supporting, either through funding or as TA providers. You're going to hear from a community organization, a local public health department, from state health department representatives, and you'll learn what role capacity building and funding have supported in the growth of the field. So that's just a little bit of context setting for the whole presentation. I should have said I work at Human Impact Partners. We're an HIA-based organization here in Oakland, or across the bay in Oakland. So I'm going to welcome David Liners up here. He's our first speaker today.